Hi, I'm Florine Mark, and welcome to Remarkable Woman. I'm here every week to celebrate extraordinary women and their extraordinary accomplishments. Extraordinary women are everywhere. Some are in the headlines and others stay behind the scenes. They touch the lives of others and make such a difference in their communities. So let's celebrate the attitude and the spirit that makes these women so special. Moms, doctors, entertainers, businesswomen, friends, neighbors, teachers, they're just a few of the women that I want you to know and that I want to know too. Good morning. My guest today is Marla Thomason. Marla is a certified image consultant. She's able to actually evaluate body shape, movement, coloring, and can provide recommendations for optimal cuts, lines, colors, and textures. And we'll be getting a lot of fall fashion advice in the next half hour. Prior to starting her own business, Marla enjoyed a successful career in the fashion and retail industries, working with May Company and several well-known design firms in New York. She's lectured at the American Women's Economic Development Corporation on What Does Your Image Say About You? She joins us this morning from New York City. Welcome to the show, Marla.
Thank you, Florine. Nice to be with you.
Are you originally a New Yorker?
No, I'm from Colorado, born and raised in Colorado, and went to school at the University of Denver. And then my first job in retailing was in Denver.
What was your special? What did you graduate with a degree in?
Degree in marketing, with an emphasis on retail. And I was hired by May Company in Denver right out of DU. And I became an assistant buyer, worked my way up to a department manager, and then became designer sportswear buyer.
Marla, was your father or your mother in retailing or marketing or design or an artist or something?
Neither one of them, no. My mother was a stay-at-home mom, and my father worked for the government.
Huh. And do you have sisters or brothers?
I have a brother, and he went on to become a lawyer.
Where are you? Are you the oldest or the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Okay. And so how did you know, did you always, when you were growing up, did you always love to dress up when you were a kid and loved fashion?
That's a very good question. I went back recently through some boxes at my mother's and was noticing that when I was in the third and fourth grade, I knew what colors were my favorite colors. Now, I didn't know why they were my favorite colors, but they're my favorite colors today. And I think the reason it was because I knew they looked good on me. And I guess a lot of people don't know that, but it was an innate thing about color for me. And I loved wearing pretty clothes and would, you know, make my father and brother, you know, drag along to the store and give opinions. And they were great about it, I must say. And I think I went to a little modeling school. I grew up in a small town, so I think my mother sent me to a modeling school when I was maybe 12, and I learned a few things there. But I always was very fascinated with clothing, loved colors. And I remember saying to my mother in the 10th grade that I wanted to be a buyer. She said, well, your math is going to have to be good, Marla. You're going to have to study math. But I had practical math knowledge, which worked out just fine. And it was funny that I went on to be a buyer. I don't know that most people would think they wanted to be a buyer, but that's what I kind of thought I wanted to do. And that's where I started out.
Where did you go to school? University of Colorado or Denver?
University of Denver, right.
Denver,
yeah.
And where did you live? You live in like one of the ski towns?
No, I grew up through high school in Lamar, Colorado, which is in the southeast corner, you know, population 10,000 at the time, flat lands, no mountains, and then moved to Denver and went to school at DU.
Did you eventually become a skier?
I became a skier, but not a great skier. I would have to say that the cold, really cold weather and being up on the slopes, you know, my circulation is not terrific. And I, you know, people would say you're from Colorado and you're not a great skier. You don't love to ski, you know, and it was sort of like heresy. But I said, well, this is it. You know, I would go and take ski lessons and do my thing, but it wasn't my favorite place to be.
We had an astrologer on last week. What is your sun sign? What month were you born? Just the month.
I'm a Pisces. I was born in February.
February what? Not the age, just the day.
February 22.
Oh, okay. I'm a day older. I'm February 21. But I also share some of the all the same loves that you have. I'm not in the fashion industry, but I share the same loves. So, what was your first job out of school? You said was with the May Company.
Yes, I was hired as an assistant buyer, and moved up, and then got promoted to department manager. A new store opened in the suburbs, and I managed 11 departments.
That was in Colorado?
Yeah, all in the Colorado and the Denver area.
Right, yeah. Right. And loved every moment of it. Did love come in there? Did you get married during that time?
I did not get married at that time. I was too busy working. I was very focused on work in the early days, and ended up, when I moved to New York, because I was hired by one of the designers that I was buying from, that's how I ended up in New York, and became sales manager at a designer sportswear firm by the name of Frederick Sport. And I married a few years later, probably when I was about 28, and it was a short-lived marriage. It was not a great marriage, but he was in the same business as me, and you know, we make these mistakes, and I wouldn't, you know, change any part of it.
No, I agree. I don't think they're mistakes. I think they are events that happen in our lives that make us who we are today.
Yeah, growth opportunities, and definitely
right.
I look back on all of it as an opportunity to grow and learn and become the woman I am today.
Any children from?
No children.
Okay. And eventually, did you eventually remarry again?
Well, funny you should ask, Florine. I am actually just got engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting. So I will have 3 children by marriage. Let's put it that way.
Is that nice? And is he in the same business as you are in?
No, he's a lawyer also. He's a very established lawyer and practices construction law in New York.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about what you do. How do you tell people that this is what they should be wearing, or this is what they shouldn't, or what they look like? Do you do it instinctively?
Well, I have to say I do it very gently. you know, in a very nurturing way. That's my method of working. I believe that all the changing begins on the inside, and a lot of women have changed on the inside, made changes for whatever reasons. They've had an illness, they've had a marriage, a divorce, they're changing jobs, or they've looked within themselves and something is not right on the outside that doesn't match what's going on the inside. So I show up to help them to reflect on the outside what's going on the inside. And I think that a lot of times that's really what happens. So when somebody comes to me looking for sometimes, let's say, a special occasion dress, their child is getting married, they're going to a wedding, I may start working with them that way. And when they begin to maybe sense a different way of looking at themselves, they might think, wow, I kind of like this. I kind of like the way I'm approaching how I'm looking and how I'm feeling and how I'm dressing, even in this one outfit. Maybe I need to look further into my closet, so to speak. Other women will come to me and say, you know, I've been referred to you by so-and-so and who I really trust. And I would love you to start with, you know, I would love to have a consultation with you. We might start that way. And then we might work into their closets and start going through what's in there, editing that out so that we have a little breathing space.
What's the name of your business? What kind of a business is it?
It's an image consulting business.
And what do you call it?
I call it Marla Thomason. I don't have a fancy name for it. It's
okay.
Just my name.
So if somebody is in New York or wants to call you on the phone, how do they reach you?
Well, www.marlathomason, it's MarlaTomazin.com.
And so where do you get your clients from? Is this word of mouth?
mostly word of mouth. I do, speaking, and I do some interviewing and lots of articles. So sometimes I meet people through that way, but a lot of times it's really through referrals.
Okay.
It will be somebody coming in from California who knows somebody in New York, and they've been sent to me.
So what does your image really say about you?
Your image says really how you're feeling about yourself. What is your opinion of you? Are you taking time to put yourself together and reflect, beautiful colors that are complementary to you? Are you dressing in a way that is supporting your age and your body type? Or are you trying to dress like your daughter, or trying to dress like a model on the runway in inappropriate way, shall we say? We all know women that we meet and men who just look comfortable in their skin, and they look very beautiful. Clothing is not wearing them. They have a sense of confidence about them. And then we meet up with other people who always look a little clothes, they're wearing clothes that are ill-fitting. They have colors that really are not attractive to them. They might even have, not thought about the details, such as, the shoes, polished shoes, the handbag, maybe going with the outfit. It's all very subtle, but it comes together as a package, and it does make a presentation and says how I'm feeling about myself right now. What do I think of myself?
My guest today is Marla Thomason. Marla is a certified image consultant. She's also able to evaluate body shape, movement, and coloring, and can provide recommendations for optimal cuts, lines, colors, and textures. And we'll be getting a lot of fall fashion advice in the next hour, and we need to hear what to wear to certain things, like how about coming to our annual Remarkable Woman Luncheon? It's our 11th annual Remarkable Woman Luncheon. It's being held on Thursday, September 16th at the Henry Hotel, which was formerly the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn. The luncheon will feature Vicki Stringer, best-selling author and publisher of Triple Crown Publications, and Jill Zarin, who is, of course, you know who she is. She's the star of Bravo's reality show hit Real Housewives of New York. We'll also be joined by many local media personalities, including Erin Nicole and Paula Tutman, for our very lively, intimate panel discussion. Come on, give us a call or visit us online today to reserve your spot. Our net proceeds, of course, will equally go to benefit Beaumont Minestrelli's Women's Heart Center, the Barbara Ann Caramanos Cancer Center, and the University of Michigan Cardiovascular Center. For more information about this inspirational afternoon, please call 1-888-3-FLORINE, that's F-L-O-R-I-N-E, or visit my website at www.florineonline.com. Well, everybody is going to come to this wonderful luncheon. We usually have about 600 to 800 people. Most of them are women. It opens at about 10 o'clock. We have all kinds of booths that they can look at and find things and that will complement who they are and how they dress and how they feel. And we give away wonderful, wonderful gift bags where with all the little magic tricks from all of our friends, like from Christian Dior and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it's September 16th. It'll probably be very warm. What should we wear, Marla?
Well, depending on how warm it is, choosing a transitional weight suit could be a great thing to wear. Ladylike clothing, I'm happy to say, pretty clothing is coming back into fashion for fall. Beautifully cut, tailored suits. I always try to encourage my clients to buy suiting that is transitional in weight. Could be a darker color in a linen silk blend, a very lightweight wool. I have clients who really wear the tissue weight wool even in the summer because they breathe beautifully. And for a September event such as yours, even though it would be warm, if you're wearing a very lightweight wool, a simple jacket or a jacket that really is between a shirt and a jacket gives that sort of a finished, prepared look with a skirt or a pant, a beautiful pair of shoes. Very simple, very elegant, and very simple.
Now, how do you tell, Marla, how do you tell what color? Now, my favorite color is red and yellow. I love bright colors, and I normally do wear them all the time, especially on rainy days. I will wear red. But how do you know if red is good for you? Or, you see, I don't think I'm good in pale pinks or pale blues, pale colors. But that comes instinctively. But a lot of people don't have that instinct. How do you get them? How can they become instinctive about what they should be wearing?
Well, each one of us is like a painting, and we just have to choose the right matting to go around the frame of the picture. Now, you say that you love red, for example. Now, there's a red for everyone that is very good. If someone, you know, I look at someone's hair and their eye and their skin color. If they're very, very pale, for example, and they have pale eyes, then perhaps the red is a maroon or a burgundy color. If they have jet black hair, you know, beautiful white skin, very, very stark, you know, looks, contrast look, a clear red is terrific. If they have warmer skin, not as warm as the one I just described, and they look well in red, it might be a tomato red. And then you get to someone who has more muted coloring in their hair color, their eye color, and that person might be wearing more of a russet red or in that tonation. So
so you're saying that all of us can wear red, but it's just different shades.
Yes.
You're right. I'm a tomato red. Right. I'm an orangey tomato red. That's
mm-hmm.
You know, that's me, and I am what you described as far as an orangey tomato red. I want to ask you about people that have no self-confidence and want to know how they can get more self-confidence, because they'll walk around wearing, you know, a black suit or a dark suit, and just maybe it's because of the jobs that they have. I sat in a public hearing yesterday, and all of the lawyers that work for the city were all there, and many of them were women, and they were all dressed, and they were sitting on the dais, and they all looked exactly alike in either a navy or a gray or a black pantsuit with a white blouse, a white shirt. There was one lady who was a little outstanding. She had on a light gray, and it was a skirt suit, and she wore leopard shoes with it. And I mean, she just, for me, she was the hit of the afternoon, although she didn't say anything, so that personality didn't come out at all. And the girl that had the most personality was in the navy blue pantsuit with the white blouse.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I think that certain people in their minds, certain women, fall into what is safe. You know, let's wear the black suit today. Let's wear the navy suit. They get into a rut. They either get bored and they don't want to take a chance, because it's very simple. If, you know, it's like wearing a uniform. If you were, you know, going to school at a school where they had uniforms, you wear the same thing day in and day out. But taking a chance and learning what colors are good for you, and like, for example, this animal print shoe. I love that idea. That's one of my tips for fall is, you know, animal print as an accent. I think it's so terrific. But how do you find out what's good for you? If somebody is in a rut like that and they're just wearing the same colors, you blend into the crowd, clearly, you know, you got the same colors on as everyone else. If you go and, you know, take a chance, either if you have a friend that has a good eye, you go to a department store or a specialty store that you think is particularly good and ask someone, what is their opinion? What would be a great look for them? What would you say would be a terrific look for me? And try the clothes on and see how you feel. See if you feel different. See if you look different. But maybe not just a suit that just, you know, stands out on its own, but then begin to build on that. You know, if you get a beautiful red jacket, then maybe you can wear it as, you know, within a context of a suit, and then you can wear it as an accent over other things. And make it so that it makes sense in your wardrobe and you're not just expending on one outfit you can wear just one way. When a woman begins to get positive feedback on changing her look slowly, they're more willing to try more and more. That's what I have found with my clients. When they begin to see that, oh, you know, even if they're not sure, sometimes they will trust me and make a few choices that is out of their comfort zone.
You know what? Let's talk about it. Can we talk a moment about young people? For the 20 and 30-year-olds today, and maybe even the beginning of the 40s, they want everything that is comfortable. I hear that all the time, you know, from my kids and from their friends. You know, well, it's comfortable. You know, it's just comfortable. I look at the kinds of shoes that they're wearing, and they're not attractive at all, but they're comfortable. You know, they'll wear a sandal. I've seen people at weddings these days with sandals on. I mean, not beautiful sandals. I'm talking about clunky sandals, you know, a brown sandal that maybe, you know, you'd wear if you're going on a trip and you're walking around. Was that a trend, and is that trend going away?
I don't really see that so much, I have to say. I don't think that's a trend, actually. I do think that, of course, I live in New York City.
Right.
And things are very different there. I mean, I do think that people...
Well, you all wear black all the time. Every time I'm in New York City, whenever I'm invited to anything, everybody's wearing black. It's the black dress and the black this and the black, which, you know, I don't like to wear anymore. I'm a 50-pound loser, and I wore black all my life, and now I'm, you know, I love colors, but I see it all the time. What about these young people that are wearing, you know, with their belly button showing and the pants that come down below the belly buttons, and the guys that are, you know, that are, the pants are just going down? Is that just a trend that's going to go away, or how did they get these trends?
Well, you know, I think that these trends happen. This is their way of showing their independence. This is what they think is attractive. I don't think these kids are looking at themselves in a mirror. I don't think anyone is talking to them and saying, have you looked at yourself in the mirror? Many times the ones who are wearing the pants with the belly button hanging out, the belly should be covered. You know, I don't
right.
know what we see on the streets. And the pants that are, you know, hanging down on the young guys that, you know, they can barely walk and their underwear are showing. It is, you know, it. I mean, there is a trend about that, and is a statement of independence. This is my look, and this is who I am. Now, if they are in the hip hop world, and this is what they do for a living, maybe they can get away with it. But going to a job, I think it's going to be a little difficult to be taken seriously, you know, depending on what their career goals are. And that's another consideration about what presentation you're making if you're going for a job interview.
My guest today is Marla Thomason. Marla is a certified image consultant, and she's able to actually evaluate body shape, movement, and coloring, and can provide recommendations for optimal cuts, lines, colors, and textures. And we'll be getting lots of fall fashion advice in the next half hour. So let's start with that. Give me some of that fall fashion advice.
Well, I started to say that I think, you know, beautiful suits are back, tailored beautiful suits, more of a minimalistic approach to clothing, and two new neutrals that are in that are very popular that you'll be seeing a lot of are grays and camels, which I think look very refreshing and very elegant. They sometimes are mixed with other colors. They look great as a column. I'm very big on column dressing. What I call a column is a pant or skirt, and then wearing the same color top underneath, whether it be a T-shirt, a sweater, a continuous piece underneath, which you can build from a column and then add either a matching jacket or a matching top in that color or an alternating color.
It also makes you look thinner, too, when you dress.
That's exactly right. It makes you look thinner and taller. And it's a great way to talk about building confidence. Once you have the column, you know, there's a lot of freedom if you know you've got your column going, and then you can add another color on top of it or extend the column with a great accessory, you know, belt, scarves, some jewelry to change it up, or a fun pair of shoes, just what you were talking about. So then, you know, the newest neutrals, let's say, besides, you know, black and white usually are very popular, we're seeing Camel and Gray, which I love. Winter White is also continuing as a beautiful choice. Even though I live in New York and it's very difficult to wear Winter White, I find that I love Winter White as even a column in different seasons of the year. I think it's terrific. It started as a trend in spring, pure white, and continues. Of course, you know, you have to think about the dry cleaning bills, but it is a wonderful, pretty statement. I always feel very, very beautiful wearing a lighter color like that mixed with other colors on top. So that's one of the new things is about the new neutrals. The other thing that's terrific is looking very feminine. And I think that picking out beautiful, pretty pieces this year to go with maybe some of your skirts or pants from last year. For example, beautiful blouses, feminine blouses are in. They can be in the sheer chiffons or silks. Even a beautiful classic cottons I've seen with details of ruffles, like an asymmetrical ruffle across the chest, which can be very slimming. An interesting cuff detail. These are all beautiful touches that I think will make, you know, a woman feel like she has a fresh look on, and it's a great, great feeling.
Can you buy these things, Marla? I mean, so, you know, last year you could barely buy anything because everything was so way out. And from looking at the fashion magazines this year, I mean, they show the most outrageous clothes. I mean, these really short, short skirts. I mean, who's going to wear them?
Well, but I saw some very pretty things in Harper's Bazaar. You know, you saw the grays and the camels from Michael Kors, from lots of people, and they were not short, short skirts. They were very wearable clothing. So I always show some outrageous clothing. You're right. They do show some things on the runways that will never be made, and nobody's wearing them. But I think you will definitely find some beautiful things to buy in the stores this fall. I have seen some very, very pretty things. And I've seen some very pretty separate blouses and, you know, feminine pieces. Pearls, as I started to say, I think that pearls always are very feminine, and they can be classic, or you can accent with pearls in a little bit of an unusual way with some of the unusual shapes that pearls are in. The other thing that I was very excited about was in the Times style section a few weeks ago, they showed a runway look of these jackets coming down the runway, all with black pumps, just a beautiful black pump, because I'm so kind of tired of those platform shoes on everybody. And these were just beautiful pumps. I think we're going to be seeing a return to that as a choice, not totally, but there'll be a choice of choosing either a beautiful slingback or a classic shoe in your black, in a nude, which is continuing as a nice trend, which elongates your leg, or even red for a fun accent, or an animal print, like you were mentioning that you saw on that woman. So I think that returns to a classic, beautiful, feminine look, too, when you have those kind of shoes.
Give us one last wonderful tip, one tip that we all are going to say, gosh, thanks. You really made it easier for me.
Well, the other thing I would have to say, besides the column, is if you like animal print at all, picking a beautiful scarf in an animal print becomes, for me, a classic neutral. I use it as a piece that makes every color look new and fresh. Don't wear animal print from head to toe. But if you like animal print, if you're drawn to it, I think it is it can make an outfit snap with either a scarf, with a pair of shoes, a handbag, and you will have a smile on your face when you're walking down the street. I guarantee you'll have a smile on your face.
Well, I'm certainly sure that everyone listening this morning has a smile on their face after listening to this program. You've really helped a lot, and you've made clothing and image and all the rest a lot of fun, and I hope we get to talk to you again soon. We haven't even touched makeup and hair coloring and all of that, but I want to thank Marla Thomason for sharing her story with us, and I'd like to thank all of you for listening every week, and I want to invite you to join us for our 11th annual Remarkable Woman Luncheon, which is being held on Thursday, September 16th at the Henry Hotel, formerly the Ritz-Carlton in Dearborn. The luncheon will feature Vicki Stringer, best-selling author and publisher of Triple Crown Publications, and Jill Zarin, who is the star of Bravo's reality show hit, Real Housewives of New York. We'll also be joined by many local media personalities, including Erin Nicole and Paula Tutman, for our lively panel discussion. So give us a call or visit us online today to reserve your spot. Our net proceeds will absolutely equally benefit Beaumont Minestrelli's Woman's Heart Center, the Barbara Ann Carmanos Cancer Center, and the University of Michigan Cardiovascular Center. For more information about this inspirational afternoon, please call 1-888-3-FLORINE, that's F-L-O-R-I-N-E, or visit my website at www.florineonline.com. And again, I want to thank you all for listening every week and for giving me this opportunity to share these wonderful, remarkable women and their lives with you. I'm Florine Mark. Join me again next week for Remarkable Woman.